hello, Eli. Fancy doing a podcast?
All right, then let's do it.
Let's do it.
Fucking straight in.
Straight in. Knickers down, straight in.
Oh.
Pants down, knickers down, straight in. Up the pipe. Stop me, Eli. Stop me quick.
I keep saying up the pipe. I don't.
Knickers down, up the pipe. Stop me from saying it. It's your moral responsibility to rein me in when I'm off on a mouth tangent.
A mouth tangent's all right you ever do these
it's all,
days.
Yeah, it's getting old, isn't it?
Do you know what I heard the other day? There's two types of intelligence, yeah?
Yeah.
And as you grow older, one type turns into the other.
Oh, that's depressing. Where'd you read this, first of all? Name your sources.
Several sources.
Good. Just one will do.
Rick Beato. He's a music YouTuber.
Fine. Just wanted to bit of get a context.
But then I did hear it independently mentioned on another YouTube channel.
Fine.
And I think it's quite accepted. You have liquid. Liquid intelligence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a cheesy pizza last night. It was a bit of like liquid intelligence going on right
justice.
Now. Yeah.
Bowl pepper justice. Anyway.
Soft brown clay.
You have liquid intelligence, which is the kind of intelligence which means you can adapt to a new situation, a novel. It's improvisatory sort of intelligence.
Okay, I would say I have quite liquid intelligence in that respect because I'm quite good at that. That's why I honestly think, seriously, when I'm at work at the BBC, I have to deal with that kind of shit all the time.
Okay.
I know the persona I have on the podcast is clusterfuck Gannon, but actually...
I wasn't trying to do this. You're going through something at the moment.
Look.
You're going through something at the moment where you are noticing how people criticise you for something, and I haven't
based
made that...
Based on the persona that people think is a real version of who I am
also,
online.
Also, Paul, if you're going to talk about a persona that we project onto the podcast and, you know, we're different in real life, let me just say two words to you. Jimmy Savile. That's what that sounds like. That sounds like Jimmy Savile.
Me saying I'm adaptable to work situations on the fly and can improvise in any way similar to paedophile and noted hated cunts, Jimmy Savile?
Not that. It's when you say we're a different person here than we are, you know, like we have a persona on them. Not the thing about liquid intelligence.
The whole stand-up industry is based on that precept.
We're not in the stand-up industry.
We were, and the podcast is still a version of us that if in real life we were like, we would be lynched.
What you're saying is you're not a dirty-mouthed little idiot. Like you project.
No, that's not what I am. That's you. That's your version.
Oh, that's me. I'm a dirty man.
I am the high maintenance, stressy, clusterfuck cock up guy who people can throw the finger at and say, "You fuck that." Yeah, I said throw the finger at. And I don't give a fuck.
Classic.
That's my liquid intelligence.
You.
That's
the you prod you and you produce magic.
Yeah, no.
Like a little massage gnome given to you.
That's my liquid intelligence, mate.
That's not intelligence. It's the opposite. It's humour. So,
I got liquid humour.
Throw the finger. That is classic.
Fucking
that
throw
is a
the
classic.
Finger at you.
That is a classic.
All right, I'll throw the finger at you.
That's
then.
Like an egg corn, isn't it, almost?
Like throw the book at you and point your finger at.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to stand by it. I throw the finger
no,
at you.
No, that's what I'm saying. It works. Yeah. But it is funny because it's not a
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, liquid intelligence and what's the altar?
Crystalline. Crystallized.
Crystalline. That is when you're bedded in and you are
and
unmovable.
And it's to do with your knowledge and experience that older people have. So you have a wide range of experiences and knowledge about things that means you're able to be intelligent about things. But you've got to have a less of a liquid a flexibility to sort of adopt.
I would say you're more crystalline. We've both got our arms folded right now.
I can improvise.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying that's not out of bounds for you. I'm just saying you are more crystalline. You are more crystalline, I think, and I'm more liquid.
Okay.
I think that's valid to say without any
possibly.
Sense
I don't know if that's true, though.
But what does it mean? You start as liquid and move to the crystalline, or you start with crystal, or any doesn't matter.
The video I saw is he's a musician.
This
so
is 5 minutes.
He was trying to
this
say...
should really be content.
He was trying to say...
Right.
All of the greatest musicians are... in their 20s. All of the best work by the greatest musicians
well, it's
was, made
club shit,
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
Was made in their 20s.
And if you listen to later Paul McCartney albums, it absolutely solids that in.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
In terms of like, I mean, obviously there are outliers and...
Well, also Peter Cook, for example, is a comedian who potentially could say peaked too early and then found himself aimless in the latter half of his career.
Yeah. Comedy definitely seems to apply, but also he said that people like classical composers, that's a crystalline in that case. If you're writing a symphony...
Unless you're it's Amadeus.
It's crystal.
Crystal
intelligence
clean.
That crystalline. Helps you to write a great symphony. Because you've got all this experience of writing other symphonies and, you know, what
of what an orchestra can do, and it's like a, you know, it's so much more sort of controlled.
With all that being said, how does that get us into a rude phrase or naughty saying that we can get into the credits with?
I don't know, Paul, because I'm not...
In that case, welcome to Cheap Show then.
Yeah, all right.
But, oh, that's really...
Bye. Are you trying to say bye?
Yeah, that's all we've got. Bye, everyone. See you after the credits.
Cheap Show time!
Hello, it's Cheap Show time. It's all that time for another slice of Cheap Show time.
I love it when my panties go right up the crack hole, and this is the day for Cheap Show!
Oh, what a Cheap Show time.
I've got a rider up my crack. It's Cheap
Show. Anyway, yeah, hello. Welcome
it's
to Cheap Show.
Cheap Show time.
It is the economy comedy podcast where Eli and I go for the bargain bins, charity shops and Poundland et al. Of the UK and beyond.
Et al.
And bring you the treasure we find amongst the trash.
It's there amongst the trash. Et al, et al.
And yet, what else do we find, Eli?
Frugal. Fun amongst the frugal.
Thank you very much.
And I'm in a fugue state for your meat, mate.
And I'm on the flugel.
You're on the
flugelhorn.
Oh, that sounds like the Lurpak bloke.
Yeah, it is. The Lurpak bloke was a very liquid.
He was
intelligent.
Liquid.
Yeah, well, he was
like
butter.
Like Morph.
Yeah.
They're liquid intelligence.
Yeah. Do you think when Morph had sex, it's like the end of society, where they could just go...
Yes.
Like he was up in Chaz's guts and then coming out of his
Wasn't
neck
there
and stuff.
What was the Lady Morph called? Oh, God, I'm going to be accused of
sexism.
Oh,
yeah, there
now.
Was a Lady Morph.
Jane.
Was Chaz. No, you're thinking of Rod, Jane and Freddie, I think,
I
at this point.
I have to know who the Lady Morph
anyway,
was.
Anyway, you look that up and I'll set the basis of what we're
I'm
doing this week on the podcast.
I'm going to speak to Google briefly.
Go on, you do that. Have a little chat with Google with your weird inflection. What is the biggest apple in the world? Whatever it
wait
is you
for
do.
Wait for it, wait for it.
Go on, here we go.
Who is the Lady Morph?
If it understands that, well played to it.
Morph Cosmetics, fuck me.
Delilah.
She was called Delilah.
I'm just looking at this on the Wikipedia page. Morph was a stop motion blah, 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 blah. Tony Hart, blah, 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 blah. Characters. So we've got Morph, Chaz. Okay, did you know there was a dog?
Yes.
What's the dog's name?
If
you get this, I will literally give you a £10 note in my pocket right now, and you have three chances.
You don't have a £10 note
in
your pocket.
It's either in this pocket or my coat pocket.
You've got a tenner on
you?
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah, so I'll give you that.
Wonder
if you can
why.
Get this
in... What could be the possible reason?
I like using real cash when I go shopping.
No, you don't.
Shut up. Especially when it's weed. Right, come on. Come on.
That's what I meant, everyone.
What's the name of the dog?
Can I have a clue?
No. You said you knew there was a
Sponge.
Dog. No.
I'm all out of guesses.
The name was Nail Brush, because it was a nail brush, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, it was like
well
a,
done for reading that off Wikipedia.
Anyway, there were supporting characters called Grand Morph, who was
Morph's was the old one. I remember
elderly,
that one.
Bearded yeah. grandfather.
He was like, wasn't it?
Very strict, and he punished Morph and Chaz when they misbehaved.
I'm coming, I'll give you the stick. I'm beating your ass.
Yeah, all right, you do that for a bit.
Oh, it's making me arse with my arse. Oh, I'm beating it.
Right, there was also a character called Delilah, a bossy, bespectacled female character in a yellow dress and dark brown skin. She had a good relationship with Morph, although she gets in his way. There was Folly.
Oh, yeah, she was quite very faffy.
Yeah,
Delilah.
Folly was a scatterbrained girl made of tinfoil. Oh, yeah, I do remember the tinfoil character. Almost nightmarish, that. Gillespie, a blue friend of Morph's. He is clueless and silly, but is peaceable and often meditates. There was Gobbledygook, a green omnivorous alien child.
Omnivorous.
Omnivorous, what does that mean? Eats everything.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I mean, why do they say put that?
Get close to the mic and we can all hear your gold.
Why would they put that?
Because that's how it's described.
Did he distinctly eat a meat and then eat a veg?
He arrived on the table by sleeping next to Morph's box in The Amazing Adventures of Morph, but in the Morph files, he arrived by mistakenly being printed from a Space Invaders-style game. Then there was the paint pots, sentient little mini paint pots that would move around, and then Luxo the Lamp, who I think has a court case with Pixar to sort out. Anyway, that's the Morph discussion this week for Cheap Show. See you next week, where we'll be talking about the Flumps. Right, on the show this week, though...
No, I say that, but you've got some housework to do about the LP.
Yeah. So, we are getting ahead of ourselves for 2025, and we have a plan for episode 450. And that plan is, we're going to release a Cheap Show vinyl album made in association with Noiseland, who's done a few tracks for us before. It's going to be a correlation of all of those tracks remixed and extended and added to, and...
Compilation was the word you're looking for.
Thank you. And then a collection of little... treats and other things we need to sort out first, and then some spoken wordy bits, and it'll be a vinyl we release, and there'll be a tie-in podcast episode to go along with the vinyl. Right?
And there'll be a free download of the LP
available. You're getting ahead of yourself. You always say this, but like you're getting ahead of it. It doesn't really matter at this point.
All I'm just adding.
You jump to the end. And I want to take the long winding road
just trying to
help.
It's fine.
To that. But you never really do.
I'll
so
drink my booze.
Try not to. Just be quiet. Drink your booze.
Try to not help.
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, I would argue you do. But that's the plan. However, we don't know how many of these to make. Now, I reckon we can make 100, but we need to get an idea of what's the word I'm looking for?
Demand.
Yeah, thank you. So I think what I might do somehow over the next couple of weeks is create a form online where people can go on and we're going to sniff out the idea of doing that for 450.
Snuff it out.
So if you're interested, get in touch with us on the social medias. You can find us by going to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, and going with a link through there. But if you want us to do that we're going to do it.
We're going to do it, and it's going to have a scratch and sniff, fold out, pop up, gatefold. No, only joking.
I mean, now you've said it, people will want it.
That'd be so cool.
It'd be really expensive.
Yeah, no, there's no way we could do scratch and sniff or...
What we could do, just rub our gubbage on the
album.
You
know what I was talking about?
You could rub our gubbage on it, and then you could sniff that.
No, I don't think we should do that.
Because I've got quite a yeasty foam up.
Oh, is it smeg? Is it like smeg?
I don't know, but I'm thinking of making my own ale.
It's basically smeg you're talking about, isn't it? And which is sort of a white dwarf thing, isn't it?
Red Dwarf for a start.
I used to buy White Dwarf. It was the Games Workshop magazine.
Great.
I always get those confused.
And you always mention it whenever the word White Dwarf or Red Dwarf or Dwarf or White or Red's mentioned, or Hammer or War or Action Figure or Paint.
Paul, I was discussing with my co-host on my radio show, the House of Pickle Sound Show, you don't get embossed LP covers anymore. And there was this Quincy Jones one he had with this really beautiful embossed landscape sort of inside his figure on the cover. It was really lovely. And you just think...
Not on the circle in the middle of the vinyl, you mean?
No. On the LP cover. It was a gatefold sleeve.
Nice, but you're right. It's a rare. But
they never
also
do it.
I think we won't be doing it either.
Some that have pop-up in them.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they actually have the industry to do it.
Isn't in place, yeah. Mm. But that's what we're going to aim to do for 450. So give us your feedback if you want us to get one or if you want one of these yourself.
And I must mention,
yeah,
the track played off that album was Quincy Jones' own sort of jazz funk version of the Ironside theme. That's the one that starts like that, yeah.
Like that, whatever it is. It's a great fucking piece of music, that.
No, but his jazz one... Honestly, you should really check it out. It's really lovely.
Right, well, we will have to check it out in our own time because right now we've got a cheap show to get on with. And this cheap show has been structured around the bag we were given after the live show at the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival a month or so ago, whenever it was.
And also structured around the bag of weed.
What bag of weed?
The one that I've got jostling in my nostrilating.
I think that's just foamage.
It's in there.
That's fungal foamage around your ball bags.
It's aerating the jostulate.
Just saying, that's ball bag foamage.
I'll give you ball bag foamage.
You fucking weakling do.
Foamage. Oh.
E.D. Foamage.
Don't throw the finger at me.
I'll throw the finger at you.
That's good. It is actually a good phrase.
Yeah.
That.
Well, it's, you'll all be you.
You're liquid intelligence. Actually, you're right. That is kind of liquid intelligence,
see,
isn't it?
Speaking of which... Every time I try to consider a fart, I pull out before the maneuver is ruined.
The liquid pressure builds up.
I can feel like a tongue's worth of trouble.
Right, so he's sticking his tongue out in a weird way. Paul, stop.
Like that.
Paul.
Should we crack on with it? There's letters to read.
Have you explained to them what's going on in this week's episode already?
Yeah.
You have?
I just said it's structured around a bag we were given at the live show.
Okay.
So we're going to dive
into it.
Let's
get that bag open and dive in.
Let's drop our pants and get the bags out. It's not good, is it? Right, here we go.
You peaked when you said throw the finger.
New peak when you get too close to the microphone and talk in a loud way.
Oh, my God,
like
Daddy.
Just like that.
Bumps.
Oh,
you twanged.
I twanged.
You twanged.
I did a big old twang. Right. So, let's find out.
I'm looking forward to this.
What's going in? So, there are, as you can see behind me, Eli, there is a stack of items all brown wrapped.
I can't let that
that lie? I can't let that
brown
lie.
Brown wrapped. Is it? Is
they
it
are wrapped in brown paper.
Brown wrapped.
It's easy enough to say, Paul.
I did, and I said brown wrapped.
It got that doesn't. That's not what it means.
Yeah, but you understood it. Now I was only
I understood
to you.
What you were trying to say.
Brown
but
wrapped.
You've got a blockage, and you know what the blockage is? Your own mind.
Brown
own,
wrapped.
You can't see
it
through.
Matter. It doesn't matter, does it?
You know what? How I think your mind works. There's a wall of possible words coming towards your consciousness.
Brown wrapped.
And you always pick the wrong one.
It doesn't matter. Don't care.
I don't see a wall of words coming towards me. I'm in the words. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, here we go. Here is the part of the show where Eli likes to go around saying he's the greatest human specimen known to man, infallible and perfect. Well, if that's true, why would we sit in a room that looks like a bin man out of shit?
This looks it's looking pretty cool. It looks a bit hoardy, weird, but it looks pretty cool. Come on.
All it takes is a couple of diary entries scattered about, and this could be a serial killer's abode. That's all I'm going to say. Right, letter.
We're in the House of Pickles, the original
Hopefully.
House of Pickles, by the way, everyone.
Good. Yeah, we're in the OP, OGOP.
I hope you're enjoying these episodes. They do have a certain manic intimacy, because we are literally 2 feet away from each other.
It's a very groin-forward way of performing, if you
it's
want to be honest.
It's quite a groiny, yeah. It's a groiny vibe.
Our groins are eye to eye. You know what I mean?
Come on, who's this from? Let's have it.
Well, luckily they have put their names on, which means I don't have to go, oh, fuck, I forgot who sent this.
Is right. there enough light there for you?
Yes. Okay. Andy and Louise, I'm wearing my glasses as well, which helps. Andy and Louise sent this, or I say sent this, but came to the live show and left me with this bag.
Thank you.
We have many other bags to go through, by the way. We're going to collect them from Tom, who took them all from us and looked after them while we
Thank
were
you,
all things.
Thank you, because I was drinking one gin and tonic after another from kind viewers of the show,
yes.
who listeners
emotionally
who came along.
And financially support us. Right, so this is from Andy and Louise. Thank you so much. And this came in an envelope that said, please read this out first. So I am doing that now.
Let's have it.
Hi, Paul and Eli. We love Cheap Show, so wanted to contribute something to the show. So here it goes. All the objects were bought from Haven House Children's Hospital, located in Chingford, Mount East London. All the objects cost no more than £10 altogether, and no individual object was more than £3.
Oh, we're playing the price of shite.
I guess so.
Did you not know this?
I didn't really look. That bag's been on in the corner
for
2 weeks.
Oh, it's the price of shite then.
Hope this gives you something to work with. Good luck, Andy and Louise. So,
where is the prices, Andy and Louise? Oh, you've got them there.
Now, who's going to look after them?
Ned the Noodle.
Is Ned Noodle available for a?
I've produced him. He's come up. And I can put his feet into a splay.
Because of the wire inside.
Because of the nasty wires.
All right, well then we need to give... I'm going to hand these prices of objects over to Ned Noodle.
And there he is.
There we go, good old Ned.
Atop me Chromebook.
You can't go wrong with Ned Noodle, can you? He's always there.
You can go wrong.
However, I don't know what any of these items are because they're all wrapped, so they're all mystery.
There's something more appealing to me these days than a group of objects wrapped in brown paper than if they were in...
Do you know what it reminds me of?
A party or Christmas yeah. wrapping, you know?
It reminds
me
of, like, children going away during the Second World War. You know that? And then they've got everything wrapped
yeah.
in... Or like... Christmas during the war when everything's wrapped in brown paper.
It has
used,
a vibe, doesn't it?
Vibe.
It has a vibe to me. It
parochial British village kind of thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
Like a rural post office or
yes.
something.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
So, let's...
How are we going to do this? There's well, no. They're not numbered or anything.
No. So, have you got a pen and paper
one?
To write this shit
I do.
Down?
I do, Paul. I do.
In that case, before we go any further, let's take a quick break because I need to wee and you need to find paper and pen.
Okay.
So, we're going to start the price of shite officially after this short sound effect. Right, Eli has pen and papered himself.
I have a little notepad and I'll be taking down the scores. Now, what did the letter say again? 10?
There's 8 items.
8 items, wow.
The letter said, you mean in terms of the price window?
Yeah, they're all none of them more than £3.
£10 altogether, no more, none of each personal item was less than 3.
Less than 3.
Or rather, no, it was no more than 3, I guess.
Which is similar to less than 3.
But actually yeah. has a little, I mean, if you said it was less than £3,
yeah.
does that make you underprice it? Than if I said it's no more than £3.
Interesting. I think a lot of research has been done about this.
It's like half full glass bollocks kind
well,
of thing.
Well, it's all exploiting what people... The order that you put numbers in something.
Yeah.
We pay more attention to the beginning of something that someone says.
Yeah.
Rather than the end, which is why people put it in small print or they at the end of an advert, they'll say, you know, may cause blindness or something, you yeah. know, right at the end really quickly. But there is a similar thing. Well, it's the whole thing with like... which people don't really fall for, I don't think, these days. But, you know, making something $9.99.
You think, oh, it's a bargain, that, but it's not really.
There was a time before they used to do that, and then there was a time, I think it was the 80s, when suddenly everyone realised that you could put it something for 99p. And it,
due to the change to decimal cash or whatever it is.
You couldn't have done it before the change
not
to decimal.
Not that I knew what the alternative would have been in the pre-decimalisation money thing.
It sounds so complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then people want to go back to that. Fucking,
they don't. Just,
that generation needs to die quick. Right, here's the first thing. I'm going to let you open it.
Right, let me do two. I'm going to...
Right, P and E.
I'm going to do a P column and an E column here.
PVE.
Then I'm going to put item one.
And item one is this, and I'm going to let Eli open this first item.
This is...
It feels like a bottle of something.
It's splishy and a splashy in the hand.
Oh, yeah, splishy, splashy.
It's not carbonated.
I'm going to guess...
It looks like it's an atomizer.
See, to me, this looks like what it might be. It's a bottle of cheap shampoo or bath bubble stuff.
I'm going to guess some kind of serum to spray in a fine mist upon one's face or hair area.
Or one of those mists you spray down the toilet when you've had a big stinky shit. And it's called VI poo or something. And it's like,
you've got that.
I have. It fucking
no,
works.
Let's not beat around the bush.
It fucking works.
Beat around the fucking hairy, stinky bush.
It takes the funk out of the grunt.
Sorry.
I've moved on, mate, from it. What is it? What is it? Pull it out.
Sorry, I'm
put it
sorry,
out.
The stinky bush.
I know. All right, let's just work that out of your system, mate. And then we can crack on.
Stinky bush is so funny.
Is it though? Yeah. Or is it just that you found it amusing?
I don't know. I can't talk on anyone else, mate. Can I?
Very crystalline of you. What is it? Talking to the mic so we can
fucking
hear.
I can't see properly.
I'll read it then.
Martin X, anti-Martin spray.
Sorry, what?
This is anti-Martin spray. But see, this is where my crystalline intelligence comes in, because I know what a Martin is. It's a small mammal.
Oh, so it's not like my friend Martin. No. I spray this and I keep him away.
And it's spelled differently.
Oh, it's like a marmot.
Yes.
It's like a kind of...
A vole.
Yeah.
What's
those things you put in your pants and they run around?
What are those things?
What? I can't find the word. You put them in your pants.
Not a shrew. And shrew smaller.
It used to be something that everyone talked about in the 80s and no one does anymore. Yeah. It was like the white dog poo of its time.
What? It's not a vole.
Vermin. Vole.
No, come on.
What goes down your pants?
Not an otter.
What goes... It's not an otter.
No, let's just
not a shrew.
Vole.
Not a vole.
Gerbil.
What you put down?
It's one of those snake-like rodents.
Yeah. Whip it. Whip it. That's a dog.
That's a dog.
Whip it.
All what are they fucking called?
Okay, Google.
Ask what the small rodents men used to put down their pants.
What small rodents do men put down their pants? Right, it's doing it.
According to Wikipedia, gerbiling, also known as gerbil stuffing or gerbil shit.
Gerbil stuffing. That's not what we were looking
gerbil
for.
Gerbil stuffing?
That's what gerbling it's called.
Oh, my God.
That's not what we were looking for. Hang on. Let's do this again, because I think we both talked over each other. Ferret.
Ferret.
I literally, the only reason that came to my head was because I was going to type in the search engine, what ferrets do you put down your back? It just slipped in.
Really?
Anyway.
It's like a ferret, Paul.
It's a natural Martin repellent. Local to the UK, those things?
I think you get them more on...
What does it smell like?
On the continent. We're going to have to smell it, aren't we?
Yeah, but is it going to make this room smell like piss?
Let me have a look at the back. It's not going to make it smell of piss.
No,
it's
but it might be like that elk piss where it's like, that's someone else's territory, so it stays away.
It could be. We need to look.
And to be fair, do you want this house to smell
I don't want this
Martin piss?
It might actually sort of take a few thousand off the price of the property.
Oh, look, listen.
Upside inside out, live a La Vida Loca. Oh, it's Ricky
it's
Martin.
Ricky Martin, thank you. Keeps him away.
So I spray it on a tissue so it doesn't get into the air?
I guess.
Yes.
I've got a little bit of tissue in my pocket if you want to.
Yeah, let's just use a bit of that.
Yeah, and it is clean. It's just all crumbled.
And be sensible about it, yeah?
Yeah, because on this podcast, although we do like to have a laugh, we don't like to do it in lieu of our health.
I mean, it's to keep them away from the home, so you'd think it's probably not that bad. Do you
True.
Know what I mean?
Because I've got this cat spray, which you spray and it calms cats down, but it doesn't really smell of anything, but I bet it smells like something crazy to the cat.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting that now, the smell
what
of
is
it.
What is it? Is it pissy?
It's not even worth me spraying it, but...
Fine.
It's
Can I
very...
A sniff,
just take the... If I take this off... Ooh, it's very camphory... No, don't...
No, I was just jostling it.
Wow,
that was all.
I thought you sprayed
it. No,
there.
I was just jostling it. Oh, yeah, it smells like a joss stick.
Cinnamon or... Yeah.
That's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Go out for the night, ladies. Going out for the night.
Oh, no. I'm a Martin. I can't go near you.
Keep your hands off my bird, Martin.
Yeah, so it's definitely just sort of like essential oils that they don't like or something, you know.
Right, in that case, how much do you think that costs, knowing that it can't be more than £3? Shall I have the first guess?
Oh, it's really got a nice smell, actually.
I know, it's not too bad. And if it keeps Martins out, win-win. So I'm going to go ahead and guess that is £1.40. That's just my guess for now.
And they said they got it from a hospital charity shop.
Yes. Do you want me to go through it again?
Please, just to remind me. And let's
Haven
see
House Children's Hospice, located in Chingford, East London.
It's a hospice. They have a higher funk because they're more local, those hospice
and
charity
they must have
shops.
Loads of Martins out there. Anyway, what are you saying for the price?
You know what? I think you're in the right area. It's quite a nuanced guess from you there.
I can't see it being £3. Oh, by the way, obviously I've not touched these. These are all sealed and stuff, and I've not opened the envelope.
No,
so I haven't
they've
got
been
a...
lovely, wrapped with loving care by Andy and
there you go, mate.
Louise.
Well, yes. How much then? How much?
It was Andy Louise.
Yeah. How much?
See, crystalline intelligence there, mate.
How much?
Recall. I'm going to say 125, but there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And that is the scoring system we use in this Price of Shite. So we've been very lax about explaining that. Someone might have just gone, I want something cheap.
Oh, yeah, we
cheap.
Have done the rules.
I'm looking for something cheap. Oh, there's a podcast. Perhaps they'll tell me about something cheap.
Quickly then, tell
them
the
points.
Now,
and they don't know what's going on now, Paul.
Hey, everyone, we guess prices.
I've got fucking Martin repellent on my fingers.
Yeah, but it's not the worst thing. It could have been yak piss type stuff.
It's like clove.
So here's what we're going to do. We guess the prices, and to get points for those prices, we actually call them betwings. And to get those betwings, we have to be spot on. If we're spot on, we get two betwings. If we're out on the price, either way, the correct answer, lower or higher by 25p, it's just the one betwing. However, we have the quiz gambit, where... once in the game, you can say that is a £1 item, and that is also a double betwing if you get it correct.
Nice explanation, Paul, but I have to stop you and correct you.
Why?
The quid's gambit hasn't been mentioned by either Andy or Louise in their
but
letter.
But we can now play it because it's now part of the system.
If there is a quid.
Which there might be.
Yeah, because you see what I mean? The quid's gambit hasn't been set.
That's why you set the. That's why it's called the gambit.
Are we playing the quid's gambit?
I'm
role?
Playing the quid's gambit.
Which means what? We get an extra betwing if
it's two
a quid.
Betwings if you say that's a quid's gambit item and it is a quid's gambit item and you
so
get
you
two
get four betwings in
no,
total.
No, two. Just
well,
two.
Well, that's just the same as not getting it on the nose then.
It's funny, isn't it?
No, I think there should be an extra betwing.
All right, add one. Three. The queen's gambit gives you three. See? Liquid intelligence,
no,
me. I'm adaptable. I'm learning. Moving on. I'll open item number two then. And it's a heavier one, sturdier.
Oh, Paul, I'm just getting a text message.
Oh, mate, seriously, I want to crack on.
Those are...
what? Martins?
They've cancelled. All right.
The House Martins have cancelled.
Norman Cook.
Yeah, not a good...
oh, fucking...
just, not a good place to be, is it?
Come on, it's your turn to open
so this one's heavier. And just by feeling it, do you know what I want to say it is? Like a little tiny item, like a kind of doll's house item.
Okay, a miniature item. That'd
like
be
I want to say an oven.
That'd be a big
anyway,
guess.
Oh, I
do like
right.
small things. Oh, it does look like a...
Doll's
house furniture. Well done.
Doll's house furniture. I guess because of the little legs, I can feel
it. I love it. It's metal. Is it metal?
Yeah.
It goes with that brass light someone sent
us. The
door
comes open. All the drawers come open.
Oh, that's a lovely... it's a sideboard. Like a dresser. Is it a dresser?
No, it's an old style oven or something.
Like an Arga.
No, it's like... we're talking like 1890s kind of thing.
It's similar to an Arga.
I'm not going to argue with you over this.
Shut up. Don't fist pump that.
What have you dropped?
Your weed.
Oh, look, this is great detail on this.
We had some in the past, little porcelain ones.
It's ornate, isn't it?
I don't know. If you're talking to the microphone, we could hear your opinions.
It's ornate, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a lovely little look. The drawers work.
Yeah, I said this literally a minute ago.
It's like a little...
anyway, you're guessing the price of this.
You know what this is? This is like a little drawer that you take the ashes out with, I reckon.
Maybe, or it could be for bread. It's possible.
Oh, it's like a loaf shape.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is actually a manufacturer's logo on the oven door. So I'm
is there?
Look at that, yeah. This is a vintage 1970s Playme, is the manufacturer.
Okay.
Miniature die-cast oven.
I mean, it's nicely detailed.
Sharpener. It's a pencil sharpener.
Oh, we didn't see
the
hole.
Yeah.
And then that must mean you can empty the shavings out the little big door. The little big door. It's nicely detailed.
Two have come up for sale. One is £57 on Etsy.
Bollocks.
And another one is £41 on Etsy.
Etsy's...
there is one from the US for $35 on eBay.
This very same thing with the pencil sharpener.
It's exactly the same. Look, it's quite distinctive. It's done a good job on the search there.
The question is, though, how much did they pay for it in a charity shop hospice? Your turn to guess first.
Well, that little search has made me think, Paul, that it could be on the more expensive side.
I've got a number in my head, but let's see what Eli says.
I have to guess first this time, this
you
go
do.
Around. I'm going to go to the top end of the window, get off the ceiling. I'm going to go near the ceiling.
Yeah, he's going to press your face against the glass ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hopefully someone will come and take a poo, because that would get me off in a sexual way if they pooed on top of the glass ceiling.
Can we edit that out?
And kind of spread it all around. No!
You want to Robert De Niro'd it?
Is it De Niro? Why does anyone they want to fucking demonize?
It is. I've heard De Niro like scat glass
play. So did Hitler.
and Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry did.
And now Eli. So you can put all them together. Eli's in the same group of people as Hitler, Robert De Niro and Chuck Berry. Congratulations. How much do you think it is then?
I'm going to go 275.
Right, I'm going to say 250, because that was what popped into my head, and I'm going to lock that in.
250 is what popped into my head as well, but I'm going to go...
But I see you're playing the 25p.
What did I guess for the first item?
I don't know. One...
25. It was £1.25, I guessed.
Okay.
First item. Second item, I said 275.
And I said 250. Now, do you want to write what the name of the item is, so we don't get confused on that?
Okay, what was the first item?
Squirt, just put spray.
Oh, Martin.
And then that is the pencil sharpener. Here you go, Eli. Open up the third item. We've got a load of these to get through, so it's a whistle-stop run-through.
Okay, this feels to me...
Oh, yeah, let's have a little guess. It's fun, that.
It's a cardboard box, an oblong-shaped cardboard box. I'm trying to shake it. It's got cards in it. It doesn't feel like cards because it feels too light.
Oh, you know what it might be? Because I had a quick feel of it. Top Trumps.
No, it's definitely not, because feel the weight.
Oh, it's very light. You're
it
right.
It feels like it's going to be some kind of... stationery item. I would say stationery
also,
item.
No, also valid. All right, open it up, see what's inside. No, it's fun, this. The
it is
stuff.
Fun. I love the brown.
We don't often get to have this kind of sense of discovery together, do we? Don't be rude.
Ooh.
Well, what is it?
It's Curious Creatures, Charles Lindbergh. That mean anything to you? Collectible enamel pin.
Oh, it's enamel pin. What the fuck is it? Is it a... What is that? What's this?
Let me open it.
Open it. Because I can't quite make it out, but it looks like a kind of... Jamaican burger man? I don't know what that is. Because he looked like a burger head. But with a Jamaican hat on or something.
Jamaican burger man. But, I love it. Oh,
what is it?
No, it's... Lindbergh is an early aviator, isn't he?
Yeah, well,
so
famously...
Those are goggles. Look, and there's a photo...
Oh, that would make sense then, because he was the Lindbergh baby, was the one that was kidnapped.
That's right.
Yeah, so Charles Lindbergh, yeah, so it must be... So, hang on, wait there. So what is the pin actually meant to look like then?
I think it's him with his sort of high-altitude aviation mask on.
But it says
on,
weird
look,
creatures. But it says Curious Creatures.
His mouth looks like it's made of a burger, you're right.
Right,
what's
I'm not
going
wrong.
On with this pin?
I don't understand this
look,
pin.
Look. It's a burger head man.
I was right then.
Lindbergh.
Oh.
It's a pun pin.
So Charles Lindbergh was the man.
But this
and
is a
Charles Lindbergh.
It's a...
But wait, is there more? Hang on.
There's no more.
No, is anything on the box like four or other designs in this range?
Oh, yeah. No. But read the back.
It says, as the first all-beef patty to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, Charles Lindbergh was truly a rare to medium-rare aviator.
It's a pun pin.
He took off from Long Island, New York, in his airplane, the Spirit of St. Lettuce.
Yeah, stop. Stop there.
He landed his buns in Paris after a 33.5-hour flight. He was grilled by reporters who gave him a job well done. You could say Lucky Lindsay's sizzling flight left the rest of the world trying to catch up. But that might be cheesy.
Please stop.
Fuck me, that sounded like a local radio station link.
It seems to be a lot of pin for just one little pun. You know what I'm saying? It's not the most aesthetically pleasing of pins I've seen, Paul. What do you think?
No, it's flat in a way that I can't really get on with. And there's also not much about it.
It's
on
decent quality.
What's the company that made it?
Amazing this is just, Creatures or whatever.
This is just saying that it's a rare stamp, but it's obviously not.
Pick up the thing. They're called...
The company's called... Oh, it came in a thing called the Curiosity Box, which is a loot box based around science and STEM type stuff.
Do you know who's behind the Curiosity Box? I saw it today.
No, I don't know.
Vsauce.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
The huge YouTube channel. So it's from the Curiosity Box, so that's quite interesting.
Yeah. How much then? Oh, I'm guessing. I'm going to say £2 nose on the nose.
Mint on card, isn't it?
It is in good, in a condition. It's not like it's mint, but yeah.
I'm going to say £1.50.
So all right, so
two on the nose,
badge, I say £2.50, and you said £1.50. Was that right?
You said...
I said two. Oh, what
did
I say?
You said two on the nose.
All right, yeah, two on the nose.
And I'm saying £1.50.
Good.
No, I'm going
to... Oh, you're going to have to make a decision.
£1.35,
a very specific number, if you don't mind
me
saying
so. I shouldn't be
doing
this. I'm not going to get any on the nose here.
We don't know,
do we? I'm just trying to get those betweens
either
way.
We don't know.
Yeah, it's very rare that an item is a 5p multiple of.
Let's try the next item out. Right,
open this one.
No, you opened the badge.
I did.
Right, so this feels like a CD right off the back.
Very much. I can hear it from
here. I can feel the jewel case.
It's an exact dimension of a crystal.
So let's see.
Crystal.
We don't get a lot of CDs on this podcast when you think
about
it. Are
they called jewel cases or crystal cases?
Well, I've always called them jewel cases. And that's
I wonder why.
What have we got here? Oh, dear. What is this? Luke Fictitious. Fictitious Optimism. And it looks like an EP. It's got 5 tracks on it. Shoes, Mountain, Down Into, Swim, the radio edit, and then Fictitious Optimism. Believe in Your Premonitions Productions by Drew Schwallinger, 2005. And then the artwork is just like foggy mountain roads and shit.
What are they called?
Luke Fictitious. So this looks like it is an independently made CD. It's got that big fancy... You remember that big church that they go to in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Not church. Castle. That big castle they go to in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I think that's on the CD itself.
Oh, yeah. What's the album called?
Oh, look, there's a person's face underneath the CD.
That must be Luke Fictitious.
Luke Fictitious. Fuck off.
What's the album called?
Fictitious Optimism. Does he have any online footprint?
Yeah.
He does. What is it?
He's got loads of stuff.
Has he?
Yeah. You want to hear, what are the songs on that?
Shoes.
Is he called Luke Fictitious?
Yeah.
Oh, there's him. That is him, isn't it?
That is him.
Oh, it's quite... Sounds quite psyche. This is strange.
Oh, mate, he's got a website.
Is it all very synthy like this? I'm going to the middle of the track.
All right, skip to the middle.
It's kind of cinematic.
What's going on?
He's weird. All right, I might check that out.
He's got a website and it says, "The Second Coming of Fictitious Optimism." And he writes, "Well, if you cannot afford to do it right the first time, you can always redo it. And so the reworking of what will become the second coming of Fictitious Optimism has begun. The important thing that I have to mention is that I wanted to upgrade the song Shoes. And that involved into Hidden Answers and then became The Hidden Princess. Normally..."
That's the one we just heard, The Hidden Princess.
Oh, okay. "Normally my songs would only have a small lyrical change. However, when this song, the lyrics were completely rewritten. Blah, 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 blah. But here in England, I often felt like there was not really freedom of speech."
Oh, God.
"There was a vision in the video in Shoes where a politician meets a horrible end for not cleaning up the environment. But here in England, I often feel there's not really freedom of speech."
Right on, Luke.
Oh, fuck off, Luke.
Why don't you like him? You are veering to the right, my friend.
No, that's just the way I'm sitting, mate. It's just a...
Oh.
We're eye to eye, groinal, eye to eye.
Groinal.
And then there's a couple of updates.
50p.
Eli, I'm going to play the quid's gambit on this one.
Oh, he's playing the quid's gambit. So he does get, if it is a quid, he will get three betweens. So we both agree
for playing
on that.
The quid's gambit, yeah. Right, next item. You get to open this. Handing the...
This looks like a cassette.
What is this, the fourth, fifth item?
It's a cassette.
I mean, I think so, yeah. But is it the fifth item? Can we confirm?
This is item number 5.
Right, good.
It is a cassette. I'm pretty certain.
You're pretty... I am confident as well. But is it a video game cassette? Is it an album cassette?
It's a very familiar shape.
Could be a blank cassette. Yeah.
That's the sound of the spools.
You can feel the reels.
The spools.
The spools and reels.
Jostling.
Jostling.
Do you like to jostle-ate? Not a lot of late. Ooh!
Ooh, what is it?
Carrots in Knots.
What?
As in Jasper Carrot is in Nottingham.
It is a comedy cassette featuring comedian Jasper Carrot in a set he recorded in Nottingham, I'm guessing.
A live set from Nottingham.
I like the yellow and black cassette.
One of my first ever cassettes was a Jasper Carrot comedy cassette that I enjoyed a lot.
I like Jasper Carrot.
I like him.
He was good stand-up, in my opinion.
It's gentle.
Good storyteller.
He's
like
style.
Billy Connolly in that way. He's more of a storyteller than a gagsmith, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's very funny.
Yeah.
Aspects of it probably haven't aged.
Do you know what, though?
Well.
In terms of a hit rate, I'd be very surprised if anything is outright objectionable that he ever said.
So on this, we have side one, Give Me an F, Top of the Pops, My Cottage, New Faces, Now All Join In, Bastity Chelt, that's a chastity belt.
Yeah, a bit of spoonerism there.
Mal's Shirt, War Malcolm, as in R Malcolm, as in, that's like a dialect thing, isn't it? Radio adverts, probably complaining about them. He was very observational, as well as the storytelling, he did observational stuff.
And I think people like Rob Grant and Doug Naylor from like Red Dwarf wrote gags from at a certain point in his career.
Yeah, these are all written by him.
Good,
says.
Good, that makes sense.
Bantam Cock.
Bantam Cock.
Says Jay Thackeray.
Fair enough. Or maybe that's the song.
Yeah, some are songs, because Jasper Carrot, like Connolly, came up through the folk circuit.
Yeah, like Richard Digent as well, people like that.
Music circuit. I like the colour scheme, black and yellow.
I said that as well. And I like the sleeve where it's got like photograph slides, whatever you want to call them.
Film strips.
Yeah. Same difference, innit?
It It's not.
There were a collection of photographs in a slide.
That's what I mean. And the words came along and you made the selection of the words and you didn't think
you still understood it. And the people listening probably got it in their head.
Film slides. No, those are something.
Well, I said photograph slides, I said, actually.
Well, yeah.
Because it's not really a film strip, is it? Because it wouldn't be.
They're little sections of film strip or negative strips.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
It's just weird how you just...
I need to blow my nose.
All this.
Editor, I need to blow my nose.
You can now.
I sucked it up instead.
But how much is that cassette? Now...
You have to guess first.
I do. And yes, I'm going to guess 60p. 60p for the Jasper Carrot cassette. 60p.
60p from you.
60p, so it is. And Eli, what's the price you're going to give to this Jasper Carrot cassette?
I'm going to play the Queen's Gambit here.
Oh, that's a wise, wide choice, mate.
I'm playing the Queen's Gambit here.
He's playing the Queen's Gambit, let it be
it's
said.
The Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. Yeah. I don't know why I said
Stop
Queen.
Stop saying Queen. Because
I know,
you, yeah,
because of the thing.
You get the wrong word. That's what I mean.
Well, it's because I stole it from the Queen's Gambit
I
show.
I know, but then there's no fucking point, is there?
Queen's Gambit.
Thank you.
Don't put down a pound. You put down Q.
I put Queen's Gambit.
You put.
Look, I've written one Queen's Gambit.
You don't. You just put Q.
I put
G.
What I fucking please when I'm taking
not,
the score.
It's not going to be certified as a score if you put it down in any other way than QG. I won't let it stand if you don't.
I'm sorry I had to go with the way you talk. Just keep going.
Cunt.
I'm taking it. Shut up.
Ongoing cunt. Right. This next one. This one feels like it could be top trumps. It's got that.
Oh, another card shaped.
It's got that card shape, but it's also got the.
The weight.
You know, we'll see. But this. This
yeah.
feels like top trumps.
Feels like it's crammed with cards
now,
of some sort.
Now, if it is top trumps, play another little game. What do you think the top trumps are? Like, is it dog shit? Like, different types of dog shit top trumps?
We've
or...
had that a few times, haven't we? So
shit
do we
cars.
Think it's novelty
yeah.
or not novelty?
It's got to be novelty, otherwise they wouldn't have bought it.
I would like it to be like Rock Bands or something. That would
be
interesting,
good.
Wouldn't it?
But if it's like James Bond or Harry Potter top trumps
oh,
or...
Oh, Potter.
Fucking...
Anything Potter. Out of this house.
Yeah.
Forever. I'm done with that stuff.
Anyway, let's find out. Oh.
Is it top trumps? No, they're just playing cards.
World record holders. So it's not really top trumps if we're going to be strict about it. I mean, I guess you could play it with the top trumps rules. I need to get the tape off.
Gimme.
So yeah, it's not top trumps, but it's effectively top trumps. It's a collection of cards where they have world record holders with their stats. And I'm guessing you could play a game version of it where you compare stats. Who's the fastest? Who's the tallest? Who's
oh,
the
is
biggest?
It like, oh, so it's a separate game.
You could have just used a pen and just... Oh,
it
doesn't
it.
Matter.
I've
you
done it.
Got it. It's
yeah.
fine.
So I have been able to do it.
It's like watching a horse try to do
it's
it.
It's not like watching
knot.
A horse.
It is. It's like watching a horse trying to untie a knot.
It's not. It's
it
not.
Is. It's like it's possible, but it's fucking
I
weird
can,
to
listen,
watch.
There's a place down the road where I can show you a horse.
Can you?
Yes.
What kind of horse?
It's a horse who's got a massive car. I'm not doing this. Stop.
But yet you still tried.
Oh.
And
world
is it a manageable big horse cock?
It's a big horse
it's like,
cock.
Could I rest it against my arm and it go from shoulder to wrist?
Oh, easy.
Yeah? I'm in. Mate, make that booking. I'm in.
I'll bring a bucket for the booking.
Make a bucket for the booking.
These are all boats.
Get a bucket for the mucking.
This is world record holding boats, Paul.
Oh.
They're all boats. Look, they're ships.
Oh, that's kind of fucking boring. Then.
They're just pictures of ships.
I thought it was
going to
be like, here's the
we've
tallest
done this,
man.
We've had these before, haven't
well,
we?
Well, no, we haven't had these, but
we've
had
something
ships. Similar.
They were boats. I'm sure they were boats with the fucking flag in the corner.
I hate when this show blanks out memory from me. You know what I mean? When it kind of like, you go, we've done this. And I go, I don't think so.
It's because you lack crystalline intelligence, don't you?
No, it's because I'm fluid.
Yeah, but no, this is true.
I'm always
so
shifting.
You're not, your memory isn't
I'm always moving
point.
On.
Memory isn't great with you. It's
not...
better with me. I am more crystalline than you, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you're more rigid. And,
yeah.
I'm more wibbly wobbly. You're rock hard and I'm turgid.
Yeah. No, turgid means hard.
Just fucking set you off.
It's
so
yeah,
fucking
but I hate
easy.
It when you misuse words.
No, but I do it sometimes to wind you up just like them.
SO Cardiff.
All right, anyway, how much is this?
Turbo Lanker.
I'm going to. It's just a bunch of fucking boats. How much
not,
do you think
it
is?
Turbo Lanker. It doesn't say Turbo Lanker here.
Does it say Turbo Sri Lanka?
It's.
You just missed out the shre.
No, it says...
Talking to the mic!
Turbine tanker of the SO Petroleum Company. Evil cunts.
That guy's a bit of a turbine tanker. Right, how much do you think it is then? The cards, top trumps, world records. How much? Because we played our quids gambit.
We can do two double quids gambit. You just you say which... You can say it's a quid. You just aren't playing the quids gambit. So you
no,
only get
the
extra
point.
Point.
Is,
The whole two point, items
no, no,
are
no.
a quid.
The whole point is there's always one item that has, so you can only commit to the £1 once. That's the whole point. That was the whole point of the Queen's Quids Gambit.
Who's angry now?
Just give us a price.
He started drinking, everyone.
Have you had those? Sweet cherry bees.
You like that stuff, don't you?
I do, because I like the cherry flavour. It's nice. How much are you saying for these cards?
I want to say 75p, and I'm going to say 75p. I'm just trying to find my little pad. Where's it gone?
Oh, very unprofessional. You got a very important job, and you have absolutely fucked it.
I have not.
Did you even remember what I said?
I didn't hear you. I'm saying 75. What's this? Item six.
This is item six.
World
and this
record.
Was the just put
world
boats.
Of boats. World of
what
boats.
Did I say for the last one? 60p.
You said 60p for the.
I'm just going to say 50p. I'm just going to go 50p and keep it simple. Because who wants these anymore? They're not going to put them at a high price. Although it is London, so who fucking knows?
Is it London? They're not in London. This isn't from London. This is from London.
Well, it said London, Chingford. No, it didn't. Chingford's just outside London.
It's just outside.
So that's fine. All right,
it's
good.
Still Chingford.
You can open the next one.
Did it say
the
Chingford?
Yeah. Absolutely said Chingford. I thought your crystalline memory, mate, was good to remember that.
Now, this is another square thing.
For me, this feels like a photo frame or something, but I don't know.
Could be something like that, Paul. Yeah, it has a frame, but there seems to be something of...
movement in it.
There seems to be something of mass within. Yeah.
A jostling element.
Yeah, it's a jostling element that has some girth and max in there. Max, mass.
What is it then? He's got his fingers in. What is it?
Tin can man, handkerchief in a tin.
Wait, what?
It's a handkerchief in a tin.
Oh, so underwhelming item.
It is a novelty thing, isn't it?
I don't know, we can't hear you because you're never on mic.
I'll take the plastic off it.
Oh, and it comes in like a fish tin.
It's not a fish, yeah. Like a sardine tin.
It's got a little wrinkle on the corner. On that means once it's open, can't resell it.
What are we going to do? Should we open it?
Well, yeah, because you know what's going to be in there? A fish-based handkerchief.
No, it's this. There's a picture of it on the cover. It's some kind of fishing aphorisms thing.
Fishing is better. Fishing is better than sex because... No, no, no. Sex is a wonderful thing between two consenting adults who really want to express their love. The minute anyone says... coffee's better than sex because, or do this, like, fuck off.
All right, Paul.
Sex is a great thing when done with love and correctly.
It's quite great when it's done, like, messily and with, like, conflicting emotions.
Oh, you can be slapdash as fuck in a good old grumble session.
You don't have to be in love either.
No, true.
Consent
is the word here. But I will not have people say, on any joking level, the act of fishing is better than sex.
I don't know why you really took it.
I'll let you open it because
we're going to be able to see why they think sex is better.
Oh. I mean, I like the conceit. I like the idea of having a hanky and a tin and a fish thing. Oh, God, that's lethal as well.
Fuck me.
Well, the ring pull came right off, and that's a jagged fucking tin.
Yeah, it's a proper tin. I mean,
I'll take a picture of that in a minute anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet the handkerchief is awful quality.
Well, it's in it. It's blue and it has written on it.
And I guarantee you, whatever the price
is, you're
paying.
It's just a cotton handkerchief.
Yeah. Don't snatch it. I don't want to have a little feel.
I was letting you have a feel.
Yeah,
I had it in my hand. I'm not snatching.
Before my fingertips could get a grasp of the feel.
I know, because I knew you were trying to get a hold on it.
I didn't want to. I just wanted to feel
the comfort. Can we stop bickering over this?
No,
please. This is silly.
I had yet to make an opinion on the fabric quality on my fingertips because
okay,
I had
here
not
you go.
Had
I'm
the time.
Holding it out.
No, I will not let this lie.
Really curmudgeonly after all.
Come on, what does it say? Give us some of the
fishing is better than sex because there are several reasons why it's better than sex.
Go on, pick a few.
No, I'll go from the start.
Go.
A limp rod is still useful while fishing.
Is it bollocks?
You don't have to hide your fishing magazines.
You do, and you leave spunk all in them, and your girlfriend goes, why is there all your muck on a picture of some perch?
Perch, very good. It's perfectly acceptable to pay a professional to fish with you.
Perfectly fine to pay a professional sex worker.
Now we're in a difficult...
Depending on what country you're in and its laws, I suppose.
Well, not if that sex worker is being exploited.
Exactly, but this is why we need legislation in this country like they have in Australia.
I'm with you.
Or in Amsterdam and such and things.
It's perfectly respectable to fish with a total stranger. It should be perfectly acceptable to have sex with a total stranger.
Consent is the byword here.
Adult consent.
Yes.
It's simple enough.
Yeah. Most fucking Saturday nights out in Camden end with two strangers doing the monkey dance of L'Amour.
Not enough. Not,
not you, you mean?
Not me.
Yeah, specifically making it all about you. Look, if anyone listening want to go to the Blues Kitchen on a Saturday night and chobble his gobble off, then go for it.
Because
you have my permission.
I work
there. You go
there.
Up to his DJ booth and you say, Paul says I can gobble your gobble off.
Do
fact.
Not. Do not encourage that. I just have to say now, Paul.
Cobbled my
when
off.
People who listen to our podcast, yeah. Paul, have come to the Blues Kitchen, they've been extremely friendly and respectable.
We have lovely
please,
fans, to be fair. Not a lot
you.
Of them try and jump down to their knees and chobble your gobble off.
And it would not be appropriate.
No, it wouldn't be. Consent is the word.
Do you want to hear any more of these
just
fish
one
fucking...
more. I'm fucking done. We've got to pick a price. It's
they're
10
all
minutes.
Along the same. They're puns, essentially.
Go
wordplay,
on.
Wordplay, isn't it? There are no fishing transmitted diseases. Now, I would take issue with that. You could give fish herpes, couldn't you?
Yeah,
basically. You of course, there's fishing transmitted diseases. They're fucking fish. They get lice. Have you seen that thing where the whole tongue of a fish is replaced by the parasite and it acts as their tongue? Have you seen that?
Yes.
That is horrible.
Here's
show.
The one thing where I would say fishing is better than sex, right? And I've not seen this, so maybe there's something similar on the hanky. But I would say...
Yeah, a funny joke coming in now,
no,
everyone.
No, I'm just saying, this is what I'm going to say.
He's
the only time
up.
Fishing is better than sex is when my bait isn't covered in maggots.
Yeah. Anyway, press the button. Let's
no, we've got to come
with
up with a price. I'm going to say £2.
It wasn't your go-to...
Doesn't matter. I'm getting this on. £2 for the fish.
Fish hanky.
Fish hanky.
Oh, sounds wrong, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That sounds wrong.
I gave you the old fish hanky last night.
Oh, darling, I've come too soon. Have you got a fish hanky? Have you got a fish hanky?
Oh, darling, you came on my thigh. Pass me the fish hanky.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a
sex
rag
for soaking
yeah,
up cum.
Sex rag, and it all
misplaced
fish.
Cum. Consent.
Old fishy cum.
Consent. If you do the, how much did you say for the fish hanky? Come on, we got to wrap this up.
Did you see that Suze Kemp?
No, I don't want to wrap this up. Come on.
Oh God, my pen's unscrewed itself.
I said £2.
That is not on a euphemism, ladies
How
and
much
gentlemen.
Do you say it
no,
is?
No, I have to screw this pen back together.
Mate, fish hanky.
Fish hanky.
I'm saying two.
You're saying a two whole quid?
Yeah. I think you're paying mostly for the tin there. Yeah. I'd even say maybe... No, you know what? For a laugh, I'm going to say £3.
You're going to say all the way
I'm
to three?
I'm going to say £3 for this piece of shit.
You're going to say all the way to £3?
Yeah, we've got one more item.
And I'm going to say £2.50 for that.
Right.
So I agree. It was mint on card. It was totally mint in tin.
Yeah.
Mint it was a fish hanky mint in tin.
Mint in tin to mint in tin.
Close your legs, love. I can smell your fish hanky.
Mint in tin to mint in tin. Next item. Final item.
It's item number 8, the final item. Thank you, Andy and Louise.
This has been a nice mix.
It's been a great selection, I have to say.
I'm opening this because it's obviously a board game and Gannon gets board games.
All right, whatever. It's a big... There the pieces, a rattle and a tap.
There's a lot of items in this, so this could even be...
You can't guess what it would be.
If I did, though, would you give me a £5 note?
I have a fiver on me, actually, right. From when we bought weed earlier.
Pulling back the curtain too much.
Pulling back the fish curtain.
So fish I don't hanky. Know what this is.
Have a peek round the fish hanky.
Peel the fish hanky back.
Oh, God.
I don't know what this is going to be, so let's open this up.
It's something you want.
I nearly bought
wow,
this.
That was a genuine exclamation of joy.
I nearly bought this on eBay literally last night.
Well, you've
thought,
made a saving. What is it?
Ooh, it's the Blankety
Blank
blank
game.
Milton Bradley board game.
Oh, this is lovely. Well done finding this. This is in lovely condition.
It's in lovely condition.
Already there's a sheen coming off it. You know, the condition sheen.
That
looks to be unplayed.
Yeah, played once, put in the attic for 40 years.
What a lovely thing. Look at this terrible illustration on the front, Paul.
I know we've done Blankety Blank on Cheap Show in the past, like early days, but I would like to go back to it and use this board game version.
I would love to. Look, it's got all these terrible illustrations.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is this is originated in America, right? But
oh, did it?
Here's the thing: it wasn't called Blankety Blank in America because it was called the Match Game, I think. So I think the board game version of this, which is why that art's so generic.
Yeah, but isn't that a recognisable?
No,
celeb?
It's all generic bullshit.
Yeah, and the presenter is not
Terry Wogan. Or... It's not Les Dawson. It's not the other one. Would have been
way much later.
Yeah, so
it was
really count.
What was
Lily Savage?
Lily Savage. Yeah.
But Blankety Blank is one of the great British game shows, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely! And when Dawson did it, it was an absolute light entertainment joy. It
but
was
to
like...
be fair. if you pick a Terry Wogan episode, you'll still get They're a lot good, of enjoyment yeah. out of that.
Wogan was a good entertainer. Yeah. He just wasn't such a fucking naturally brilliant comedian as Dawson was.
Well, the problem with the gift with Dawson is that he saw what this was, which was a cheap game show on the BBC, and bigged that up.
He undercuts it so brilliantly the whole time.
He's always
grumpy,
like making fun of people's, you know, agents and how much they're being paid for stuff and their gigs and work.
Love. But he did proper clowning as well. He'd put a stupid hat on and just run around and stuff and do stuff like that.
Yeah, so that is a wonderful thing. And because it's a board game, I'm going to say £3 again, because we may as well. Because it has to be.
Mm. I haven't said £3 for anything
yet. No, you could say, I mean, we can match. There's no rule ever saying we can't have the same price.
No, that's true. I think I'm going to have to go with you there.
It's something we almost subconsciously avoid without really having a reason to.
Well, you want to get more points. You want to get more petwings. So, you know.
But I'm thinking we need to be more, you know, peaceful with this game going forward. Together we're getting petwings, right?
There's no way I'm going to agree to anything.
Well,
like
that just shows how Eli's unmovable. And whereas I'm more liquid, you know?
I'm going to say £3 again as well.
I don't know what you said because it wasn't on mic, so I don't know how much you want
to spend. I'm going to say £3 there, Paul.
Right, we're both saying £3. So, with all that being said, we've got all the items done. Do you want to go quickly through the prices before we move on to the scoring?
You said £3 for the last two items.
I know. I might amend the second to last one if we're allowed to do
that. Well, let's go through and you can make an amendment.
I think it's only the second to last one to make an amendment on.
All right, well, let's see. Okay, so we had the Martin repellent.
Yes.
Which worked because those Martins cancelled.
Absolutely.
And I'm still getting, it's just my phone keeps going. All the Martins
keep
I had
quitting.
Coming.
Yeah.
They're fucking... Where are we going to get a Martin now?
Well, I have to get rid of the spray. That wasn't as funny as we both thought that was going to be.
It's
a nice bit of colour, isn't it? Go on.
£1.40 you said for that, and I said £1.25.
Okay.
Then we had... What the fuck does that say?
Was it the little ornament thing? Pencil sharpener?
Badge I've got for the
Oh, yeah, badge.
Thing. No, that's the third thing.
So then it was the pencil sharpener thing.
It was the pencil sharpener thing. Oven, that's what I've written.
Yes. Because
it is an oven.
How much did you
say? You said £2.50 and I said £2.75.
Fine.
The badge, which was that strange pun badge.
The burger one.
Yeah, you said £2, I said £1.35. Then we had the CD of the strange music by Luke Fictitious. You played the quids gambit there, £1, and I said 50p.
I might
for
have
that.
Regretted that, but fuck it all in.
It's where you played your quids gambit, which means if that item is a quid, Paul, you'll be earning
three petwings up.
An extra petwing there.
Not a bad place to be.
Then the next thing, it says
the
car.
Jasper Carrot.
Carrots. Yeah, that's right. The Carrot cassette, live in Nottingham. 60p you said, I played the quids gambit on the cassette.
Which I think is a better, solid choice, but we'll see.
Well, you can change.
No, I'm going to stick with it. There's only the second to the last one I want to change.
Then we had the world record boats. You said 50p card game thing. I said 75p.
Fine.
Then we had the last two items.
Yes.
What were the fish hanky in a tin.
Yeah.
You said £3. I said £2.50. You want to make a change there?
No. Oh, yeah, sorry, that was the whole fucking point. I'm going to say £2.
£2 for the tin, yeah?
Yeah.
Hanky in a tin.
That's probably going to be more. I honestly think it's going to be more, but I want to stay away from £3. I want to say that for Blankety Blank.
Okay, and then Blankety Blank board game was the last item. We've both gone for the top price, which Louise and Andy have said would be the highest price it possibly could be for one item, £3.
Well, it's all up in the air as we go into the discovery of points and petwings. So we can do that by getting Ned Noodle to hand us the points. And let's crack on with that right now. Right, here we go. Ned's been looking after the points. He's been doing a sterling job as ever.
I did reward him, Paul.
I
gave Ned a nibble.
No, I'll read these out. Because you've got the points list there, so you have
to
mark him off.
I'm sorry.
Whereas you could do this, you get your little pencil out and go, actually, I said 40p.
I'm not going to do that. That's something you'd do, Paul.
Yes, it is something I would do.
You're a cheat.
And therefore...
You're a cheat.
No, I'm a liquid thinker.
I'm a liquid...
Oh, here we go. So I'm going to do it by how they're listed here.
Okay, I'm going to do two separate things here. And I've got a P column up here and an E column. This is for the petwings only.
Right. And I'm going to do this by this list and not ours.
Right,
so keep an
eye. I have to refer to our list.
Oven pencil sharpener. We're going to start with
that's one. That's item number two on our list. You said £2.50 and I said £2.75.
It was £1.50.
Ooh, we both miss out there.
Although, if those prices on Etsy are correct, you've done very well for yourself there in terms of buying that for £1.50.
You could literally probably get a tenner for it quite easily.
I wonder if it's on eBay. We'll check that out a little bit later.
No, it is. There was one on eBay.
That was the cheapest one for
$35.
Christ, that's still though.
I also have, do you see that little cash register up there?
Yes.
That's metal and is a pencil sharpener as well. So it's a similar thing.
Same company? Probably not.
could be. Play me. I'm going to check.
Let's check before we go into the wrap-up at the end of the show.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so no Betwixt receiver there, right?
Okay, I'm crossing that off. We've done that.
Next item is the World Record Holders card game. Mate, I think we might be pulling donuts this week.
But you always say this at this stage.
I know, but let's just see.
He's looked at the whole list, everyone. I
very quickly, but nothing sunk in.
You said for the card game, the World Record... Oh, no, that's carrot. You said...
World record card game.
You said 50p.
Yeah.
And I said 75p.
Again, £1.50.
Ooh.
That's way too overpriced, if you ask me, for that.
That's terrible. Chingford must be well posh. What's going on?
Charles Lindbergh baby badge, or whatever it's fucking called. Burger baby badge, man.
Okay, the badge. £2, you said, and I said £1.35.
Right. £1. So what?
If I'd say 25,
I know. So nothing either for
nothing.
Us. Donut, donut, donut.
We've got donuts going down like a cat's nipple, Rose.
Oh yeah.
Or a dog.
Or a dog.
You know, whatever has to look.
Or a Martin.
Three sets of nipples. I bet Martins do as well.
I know Martins do. I fucking
you know,
tell you.
Yeah. Horses, no.
No.
Do horses have more than two tits?
I find out later when I go round to that fucking place you're telling me
it's
about.
It's called Horses Get Fucked by Horses here. It's at number
it's
five.
It's not a very good name for the place. It's a bit on the nose, isn't it?
I can't invent things. I've got crystalline.
I know.
My head is crystal.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is the delicate balance of a double act. You're a jistle jostle. I push and pull. We jibble jabble. And we make comedy with our jibble jabbles. Right,
on.
Luke Fictitious CD.
I need to get some Betwings here.
How much did that? What did
for
I say?
For the CD, you played the Quid's Gambit, and I said half of the Quid's Gambit, which is 50p.
In that case, Paul Gannon gets the Quid's Gambit.
Oh,
it's
you
£1. So that's three Betwings.
And you wanted to change it as well.
I know.
You thought you were wrong. Well done, you.
Three Betwings for me on played the Quid's Gambit.
I don't get any.
You don't know. The cassette might come up. You don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. Shame.
Cassette is next.
Well, not on this list,
right,
it's not.
Sorry.
So, fishing handkerchief in a tin. So, you weren't even close. No, it's 75p.
Yeah.
So, fishing handkerchief in a tin, how much did you say?
I said £2.50 for the fish hanky tin.
And how much did I say?
You said £2. You changed your answer.
£2 for that. That's two Betwings again for Gannon. Oh, five Betwings.
This is shit.
This has been quite the turnaround.
I'm not enjoying this at all now.
Well, let's find out where this goes, because we've got two more items
and
the next one on this list. Oh, wait. I'll tell you why there's a problem in a minute. Okay, Martin X-Spray. We had to look on the internet to find out what this was for, and apparently pine martens attack cars, and the spray stops them from doing this.
Oh, cars, it's for your car, yeah.
What the spray is doing in East London, we'll never know. Anyway, how much did you say for the Martin spray?
£1.25.
And how much did I say?
£1.40.
It was a £2 item, so nothing for either. Carrots in Nottingham tape, carrot in knots.
You said 60p, and I played the Quid's Gambit there.
I am getting one between because it was 50p.
Fuck! I got it exactly wrong.
Here's the problem. There is no price for the blankety blank board game. One, two, three, four, five. So unless that's a separate thing they've put in as a present for me.
It must be. There. I've got the donut. And you know how many Betwings
you
got?
Did you get any Betwings? No. How many did I get? I was like six.
Seven.
Seven.
Well done.
Here comes the Betwings.
Here comes the Betwings.
I need seven Betwings from you, please, right now.
Betwing, 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 Betwing.
If you're going to do it properly.
I'm doing it.
No, you know. If I was giving you Betwings, you would want the utmost respect given to the power of Betwings.
I was giving good Betwings. They were fucking fine.
Was that why you were like eyes rolled up the back of your head? You were going, counting them off on your fingers.
I will not. I won't be dominated
over.
I
won the Quid's Gambit. I deserve.
Do you want me to look? I'll look at your groin.
Look at my groin and give me Betwings.
Betwing, Betwing, Betwing. Stop. No, I'm not doing this.
What, is it the flexing of my hips that
yes,
you don't
it
like?
Yes, I do not like them.
Oh.
Your hips are lying, like your mouth does.
Like Ricky Martin.
Shut up.
I know, that was not Ricky
Do you want
Martin,
these Betwings or not?
Yes.
Betwing, 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 Betwing. Betwing, Betwing.
I'll take all seven.
Seven
and that was a
Betwings,
nice...
well done.
So, however, if you are listening...
Andy and Louise.
Andy and Louise. And there was a price for blankety blank. Can you get in touch with us on the social medias, like B-Sky, which is where we are now, because we're getting off Twitter, X, because, you know, cunt runs it. If you do have a price for that, please get in touch and tell us, and maybe next week we can see if maybe it turns around and you can get a Betwing out of it. Now, after all of that objectionable sadness on your half of the room, I'm feeling pretty elated after that sterling win. Bit of a troubling start. But I think you can see I snowballed into a betwingathon.
Could have been so different. Could have been so different. It was the quid's gambit.
What was your favourite item?
The pencil sharpener oven.
Well, that's yours to take away as a complimentary. What's the word? What's the complimentary prize? What's it called when you get a runners up thing? Contemplatory. What's
consolation.
The word? Consolation prize.
Fucking hell, mate. Oh. Your words. You're not good with words.
Here I am winning. Winning.
Nothing to do with words. Guessing the price.
Not. It's just I'm a winning man. I'm a man who wins. Right, let's wrap this fucker up. Oh, thank you, Andy and Louise. Thank you, Andy and Louise.
I mean, you keep saying yes. I haven't seen these names written down, so we could be completely wrong.
I want to ratify this.
Ratify the shit out of that. Is it Andy and Louise? Please let it be Andy and Louise. Andy and Louise it is.
And that's that. Well, you've made it through another episode of Cheap Show. Congratulations to you. We hope you join us next week. Look, one-stop shop for all Cheap Show goodies. Go to thecheapshow.co.uk and you'll find everything you need there. Just go. Just go. There's loads to explore there. Just go. And we're on YouTube doing fortnightly episodes of Cheap Shots. And lovely, 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 lovely people support us on Patreon, which allows us to carry on making this mad muck every single week. So if you'd like to support us, go to patreon.com/cheapshow and you'll get all sorts of goodies depending on how much you want to invest in this quality podcast product.
And there are photos on the website. That's what he meant. It came under
no,
the...
No, everything is in there. Everything.
Yeah, but I mean, you know... I mean,
episode guides, all on there. Video
and
links.
And photos.
Yeah,
but... Of the stuff. If
yeah,
you want
but
to
that's
see the stuff,
episode guide
fine.
Stuff.
Fine. Stop being so
that's
combative.
I'm saying. It's just... Yeah, but you're combative because you have
I'm
to...
I'm not.
You have to intercede what I'm saying with a version of what you would rather say on top.
Interject is the word you're looking
no,
for.
No, it's not.
I think it is, Paul.
Look it up while I wrap this show up because I want to hear...
You
less
love
it.
You're getting me to look something up.
Yeah, look it up.
I won't say anything more. Fine. I love everyone who listens. And please don't try and give me a blowjob at the Blues Kitchen.
Me?
Anyone.
I mean, I'll try not to, but it's such a wonderful pecker. I can't keep my hands off. Right. Well, bye. That's it, right?
Intercede.
I'm intercede.
I'm into fucking gulping seed down. Horse seed.
Horse com.
Horse seed.
Horse jollop.
I'm interceding.
Oh,
horse jollop, did you say?
Yeah, horse jollop. Hot horse jollop.
Come on, let's go.
And then afterwards, once I've downed the muck, I can take my fish hanky and just dab the sides of my lips like
have
so.
Have we done enough now, Paul?
Some would say yes. Some would say
I
we
would
peaked
say yes.
A couple hundred episodes
you,
ago.
Well,
and yet, here we go.
Peak for me was when you said, don't throw the finger at me.
And yet, I enjoyed fish hanky quite a lot this
and
week.
Fish-based things do go well with us, don't they, Paul?
I tend to find, yeah.
We had that whole song about fish shop, didn't
if
we?
If we can get fish and cum and animals and debasement in, it's a sure thing.
What
do you
about,
have anything you want to say?
The penthouse. Got the basement and then got the penthouse.
Another winning gag. No, I'm happy with that.
Exactly.
I'm happy with that.
He likes that.
I'm going
to
go out on
I have got nothing else. Do listen to my music show on Soho Radio, the House of Pickled Sound show. That's on Mixcloud as well if you want to hear some lovely music.
And again, get in touch with us on the email, thecheapshow@gmail.com, if you would like a vinyl album. Maybe online Ooh. We'll do some kind of poll or whatever it is. I don't know.
Poll.
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 It's poll. It's pronounced poll.
It's
poll. I don't know why I'm being such a little cunt
You
today.
Are, because you have to be a little fucking little... actually, you're an actually guy.
I'm not an actually guy.
You're an actually
guy.
Like, you are my reply guy. That's what you are in this podcast. I'm a lovely person on the internet. And you are, and you just snorted, and I will just not do an episode with a snotty man. Get off, don't touch the blankety blank. Oh, this is over. What a horrible end.